We are looking at September 1st, Sunday night, PM service. I am tired of stuff. Yep. And I'm going to work into it. I've talked about it before. And I think I've probably done one or two sermons in the past or some things I finally get tired of. And I know you get that way too. I know you do. Let's go here. Well, let me just give you a couple off the list things here. Nothing serious, but you know, it just kind of gets to you. For example, don't even need to talk about Pal Talk. We know that's irritating. Politicians, government news. You know, the decisions lately are just beyond stupid. And now they're pulling all this race stuff. Everything's race. You know, if you don't like a guy's business or what he says or how he says it, it's a race issue. Don't even get me started there. Here's one. I'm so tired of being politically correct in what I say. Trying not to offend anybody. Kids, parents, you know, administration, the whole thing. The whole thing. It's just unreal. Parents abusing and neglecting their kids. I see that constantly. I see it more now, even closer to home. And been aware of a lot of horrible things. People just can care less about their children. They just don't care about them. Anyway. Then you got these children who blame their decent parents. It's the rotten children. Kids, call them what you want. The rotten ones, then they blame their parents. Or they blame the teachers at the school. Well, they're just too old. We've been teaching for 30, 40, 50 years, son. We know what we're talking about. Why can't you sit there and learn it? Anyway, as always, I'm still tired of the deception of religion. Should say the deception, yet the reception of religion. People are okay with it. You know? I'm tired of Paul's stuff. Just everybody hates it. I mean, they just hate it. They reject it. They ignore it. They do what they can to flaunt it in people's face. Because of what I preach, I'm blamed for marriages falling apart, children going sour, labeled a false, well, whatever. Well, let's see, here's a simple one. Dog owners that have no leash. If you're going to have a dog, put him on a leash. Or let me shoot him, but either way. Well, I've talked about this a million times, women's immodesty. It's just like, man, they really don't care. And they don't really even care how they look. I mean, it's not that they even look good. They don't even look good. I was reading some stuff today about estrogen. Men are being pumped full of estrogen in our water, bottled water, and the BPA chemicals that are in plastic containers and food containers and the whole thing, and how it's actually demanding men. And because what it does to the father, it passes it on to the boys, to the children, because of they're getting this overabundance of estrogen. Obviously, estrogen is not our big thing, but it's becoming, and our men are becoming menless more and more. It's passed on down to the children. If you think about it, you look around, that's totally true. It's totally true. Let's see here. I sat up one night. I wrote all these down. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of this and that. Who's that piano guy? Can't think of his name. Come on, somebody's out there. You know this piano. Come on. You know who this guy is I'm talking about here. Victor Borga. This and that. Tired of all this and that. Today's total lack of knowledge or awareness or even concern about music. I think it's one of the worst, I think it's probably one of the most disastrous subjects ever taught in a school is the average general music class. And now all teachers want to do, all the curriculums, all they want you to do is bang on some African drums, some bongo dongos, and some maracas, and all this kind of stuff. That's all they care about. Just get your rhythm. Dance to the feel of the beat. Almost all the music coming now is full of beat. And that's what our kids are being pumped with. It's no wonder they listen to what they listen to when they get older. It is not being done here. We are talking about melody. We are talking about harmonies. The drums are way off in the corner. I tell kids I won't let them start the drums. All I got to do to make a drummer unhappy is to tell them, okay, all the musicians stand up, you two drummers, or something, you know. How many musicians in the room? 12, plus there's four drummers. I tell the kids, you learn to play a musical instrument, and you can play drums. But if you learn to play drums, you can't do anything. Somebody say yes to make sure you're out there. Make sure I'm getting this thing across here. Environmental nutcases, they drive me nuts. We had a bunch of ground bees the other day by the parking lot at the school, by the playground at the school. So when school was out, I went over and took care of it with probably about a gallon of gasoline. I don't suppose that would have been too approved if the big guys would have known about it up in the states or federals or whatever. Gay marriage, that doesn't even make sense. That's just that kind of stuff. You know, sure, it's always been around, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but they never got the insurance and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, it's really a bummer to be a white man because you have to pay for everybody else's everything. Anyway, keep going here. Let's see here. Ignoring or unappreciative in criticism of our veterans. That bothers me. Like they say, why was America so mean to bomb Hiroshima? Oh, you have no idea, kids. And I'll tell you, the kids I talk to, I got this big 13-foot map now, 8 feet tall and 13 feet wide in my room of the world. And it's amazing. Our kids know nothing. What do we got here? American products. Have you noticed you can't find anything anymore it says China, made in China? It's like you take a bolt and you try to screw it down tight and it just kind of rubbers down into nothing. We don't even make tools good anymore. And if we do, their quality stinks. I'm heading up to something here in a minute. I'm just kind of getting my mind set up here. You know, let's look at 1 Timothy 2:12. Show you something here. 1 Timothy 2:12. Here's one of these verses that preachers just won't talk about. They just don't dare. Oh, yeah, we teach Paul. We go to Paul all the time. You go to this verse right here, 1 Timothy 2:12. I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Can you talk about that? Okay, National Guard is a generalette now, you know. And the chemicals are making us into Mr. Mom. Socialistic direction, the socialism and stuff, the intensive need for money. Foods full of chemicals, genetically treated, you know, tweaked. And kids who really have no desire. I mean, they just don't have a desire. They got their little techie phones and little techie stuff, iPods, poopods, all this stuff. They could care less about striving to be something or to learn to be something. It's just not there. Okay. That takes care of my general list. How long did that take? How much time do I got to work on this one? We got time. Okay. We know that in Timothy, 2 Timothy, it says, "Not no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Well, that's fine. And that's why those things that bother me, like Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I think it is, just check it out. That's why Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says, troubled and perplexed. I mean, he's troubled. Paul is troubled by what he sees. Can't imagine what he would think now, what he sees. But, you know, not distressed, and not in despair. But there's one verse that I see, I'm seeing more and more and more, and it just bothers me when I see what people say about it. And yes, it's not even a Paul verse, ladies and gentlemen. It is a John verse. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Talk about a difference between what the pastor guys are teaching out of their gospels and tribulation compared to how Paul defines this being made free. Okay? And he's just getting ready to take off here, so he's getting ready to do what he has to do, the Great Commission, etc. But we find, what is he talking about? Many, when he says, the truth shall make you free. Well, they say the truth will set you free. And all the verses we're going to look up here in the next couple of moments that have been made free, every one of those, I've checked them all, but the general consensus of all the modern Bibles is to change that to set you free. Now think about it. The truth. You get a hold of the truth. You get this Jesus. You get this born-again stuff. And he tells you that he loves you now no matter what. See, you've been set free from sin, because what they mean is you've been set free from sinning. Now that you've got Jesus, you don't have to sin anymore. You can stop doing this stuff. So if you follow Jesus, if you imitate Jesus, as their Bible say, then he will set you free from sin. It doesn't work that way. You've got to go to a King James Bible. Now, here we go. If you see that, I'll say something. I said, I'll see those things all the time. So I'll say to somebody, that's not true. Christ has not set me free at all. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Nah, I don't want to see it. Well, here we go. Let me show you some things here tonight that this Bible shows that we've been actually made free. And that's a huge difference. Because if you can be set free, then you can be set back into the bondage. But if you're made free, he has changed us. He's made us free. Start with another verse. If he actually makes us free, then he's not going to unmake us. We've actually been changed. In fact, let's see if I can find it. It's Corinthians and it's 15. I don't know if it's first or second Corinthians. Let's check here. It is 2 Corinthians. Let's check it out here. Okay, well, it can't be 2 Corinthians 15 because there is none. 5:15. Check out 5:15 in one of these two years. There it is, I think. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are become new. See, we've been changed. We've been made free. Okay, here we go. Romans chapter 6. I better write that verse down. How many verses have I forgotten that I used to talk about all the time? Just horrible I forget about these things. I still got the banner that... You guys remember that banner we used to have with that thing? Guy walking from the dark into the light? I still got that thing. Anyway, I could actually put up on my band room, right? We're looking at... What are we looking at? Romans 6:18. Being then, we read about the stuff before and after these things, but it says here, being then made free from sin. He became something. We became the servants of righteousness. He's not asking us to make the choice. He has made us to become servants of righteousness. He's made us free from sin. He hasn't set us free from anything. He's made us free. And I'll show you where this is going in a couple of minutes. Look at verse 22. But now, being made free from sin, made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness unto the end of everlasting life. They skip all that stuff, but they take it right to 23. Let's go back to verse 17. How did this happen? Because ye obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Delivered you by who? Paul. And these guys, Paul. So, we're made free. We're not set free. Look at chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He didn't just check a name off and yellow highlight our name to see if we're still that way when our death comes about. No, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And it goes on and explains that. But we're made. We're remade. Has made me free. Look at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Now we know this. I know we've talked about this, and this is probably nothing new for us to hear. But I'm going to show you something else that we still have to accept as Christians here. We don't have to say Paul followers were Christians. That's what a Christian really is somebody who follows the risen Savior. I mean, jelly bean, Jesus Christ died and rose again. Wouldn't you think you'd want to follow his teachings that he taught since he rose? He went right to Paul. Wouldn't you think he would want to do that? Anyway, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty with Christ, wherewith Christ hath made us free. Made. We are not set free. If we go to Romans chapter 11, Colossians chapter 2, the tireds are coming in. The tireds are going to hit. It's still pretty warm in here. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. Here's how he makes us free. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, which takes a knife, which is a sword, and which is the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, buried with him in baptism, spiritual baptism, of course. We know that wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Wow. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Wow. There's all this. There's where this all takes place. Circumcision made without hands means it's a spiritual operation. He changes us. He makes us free. Okay, so if we go to Romans chapter 6, for example, again, we go back to Romans chapter 6. People so misunderstand that chapter. Chapter 6, 1 to 14, is how when he says in verse 2 that we are dead to sin. It doesn't mean that we are dead to no longer sin. We are dead to sin. In Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10, verse 4, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. He takes care of the law. It's gone. Where there is no law, there is no... Next page over. How about the next page over? Well, how about the next page over here? I'm looking back to Romans 7, I think it is. I thought it was. No, it's Romans 5. Sin is not imputed when there is no law. He takes care of the law. He makes us sin. Does he set us free from the law? Is that what they're trying to get us to say? No, that's not what they're trying to get us to think at all. Here's what we need to realize. When we are made free, we become a Christian. When they are set free, they don't have to worry about anything because they've got this loving Jesus that forgives everything, and he does, no doubt about it, but just not the way they put it. But if you're made free, according to Paul, man, we're not set free from anything. Matter of fact, things tend to get a little worse. So we know that truly, as a Christian, the truth will not set it. It makes us free, no doubt about it. Scripturally, it's totally a joyful thing. But to set us free? Hardly. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 16. Here we go. Acts chapter 9, verse 16. This is what Christ said to Paul. Get into Acts instead of Romans here. Acts 9, 16. He said to Paul, listen, you guy, I got a job for you. He says in verse 9, where are we at here? Where's my notes here? Acts 9, verse 16. Verse 16. He says, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Boy, now there's a good job description thing. Well, Paul, you're going to have to suffer for me. That's for my name. Yeah, you are. Now, 2 Timothy, here we go. 2 Timothy 1:8. Here we go. If we are set free from this world, if we are set free from the lost, or whatever it is they say we're set free from, they don't have a King James Bible. Well, we know that. 2 Timothy 1:8. 2 Timothy 1:8. I'm coming. 2 Timothy 1:8 says, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner. Because, see, Paul shows us how Christ actually changed us. He made us free. He says, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Not only does he not set us free, he makes us free, but things actually tend to get worse. If you want to follow Paul like Paul talks about. If Timothy and Titus are good books for you ladies and us men too. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And in Christ Jesus, that's the risen Jesus taught by Paul. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep us that. Let's see here. For I know whom I can't think of it now. And persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. It's been a long time since we sung that one. But he's going to suffer these things, and he's not ashamed about it. Does the truth set us free from this world? No. He makes us free. We are still part of this world. He will have to set them free during the tribulation. They will have to set themselves free. He will show them how to do it, and they will have to stay free. That's the difference here. Let's keep going. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach. Why? Why, Daddy? Well, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. That's why we're having a hard time, son. You hope that's the reason why, otherwise you're just a lazy bum. 1 Thessalonians 3, look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, back at Snatcher 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 4. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation. Okay, so they knew they were going to have troubles. And he told the people, we're going to have troubles. Therefore, brethren, in verse 7, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. It happens. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, just back a notch or two there. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. You see, these modern Christians don't want to do that. They just don't want to do that. They're ecumenically oriented. They're jumping in the ship. Their music is no different than the world anymore. Their dress is no different in the world anymore. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. See, we don't even suffer with each other. There's so much we don't want to suffer, we don't suffer along with each other. Maybe you don't know about it. Maybe nobody wants to tell you what's going on in their lives. But you know things are going on. And if you see something that you're not, you know, I see it quite often. And they may be upset, they may be in tears, they may be angry, whatever. It gets me going because I'm there with them. I understand. Anyway, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 4:12 says, working with our own hands, being reviled, we blessed, being persecuted, we suffered, being defamed, we entreat, we are made as a filth of the world. These are God's people. Fools for Christ's sake, he says. So there you have it. Just hang on to those, because you're going to see this sign, the truth shall set you free, and you ought to have your Bibles marked. Romans 6, 18, 22. Romans 8:2, Galatians 5:1, Romans 10:4, Romans 5:13, both halves of Romans chapter 6, and tell them, no, we've been made free. What does it do? It causes us to suffer and suffer reproach and persecution. 2 Timothy 1:8, 2 Timothy 3:12, 2 Timothy 1:12, 1 Timothy 4:10, 1 Thessalonians 3:4, Philippians 1:29, 1 Corinthians 12:26, 1 Corinthians 4:12, Romans 8:17. Did you get all those? That's what happens. You get saved in this day and age, and you really get into the risen Savior, and you look at Paul, your life is not going to get better and happier. Unless you're basing your life on stress and tension, guilt, condemning yourself, Paul will take care of that. The risen Savior takes care of that through Paul and King James Bible. But you start doing this stuff, you're going to have yourself some challenges. Yeah, the truth will make me free, but it certainly doesn't set me free. Not yet. That rapture's got to come. Romans 11:22, that'll set me free from this place. But until then, I are here. And I have to be willing to deal with this stuff. And when I see somebody, next time I see somebody saying the truth will set you free, I got my little Bible mark here with these verses. I'm going to have to say, you know, I don't think so. Well, why not? Well, first of all, you're going to end up arguing about a King James Bible again. Haven't you noticed that always works its way down to what my Bible says, what my Bible says. My church says this, my pastor says this, my priest says this. That's where this is all headed. And we all know that. So, short as it is, remember those verses. We're not set free, we're made free.